We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And as we come on the air, the Harper craziness is finally over. He can take a deep sigh of relief. Well, I don't know if it's relief, because let's be honest. Harper could have signed this contract with the Phillies. According to the people that I talk to who are close to this, and I obviously hear a lot of stuff from the CAA folks at times, Harper could have signed a deal with the Phillies a long time ago. He was holding out for somebody else. He wasn't thrilled on going to the Phillies, but finally, I don't think the Phillies are a bad place to go. Finally, he goes there. He gets a contract that is very long. There was an early issue about when there were reports, there were conflicting reports on whether there was an opt-out or now. We are now at the moment going 13 years no opt-out, okay? 13 years he's not going to see. Here's the thing you want to know. How much money's backloaded? But more important to me than any of that is this. Does he have a no-trade clause in the contract? The reason I bring that up is this. Mike Trout. This is the player that you can trade to the Angels when Trout wants to come to Philly, which he has been hinting more strongly each year, every year. It's no secret Trout wants to play for the Phillies. All right, the best player in baseball has resided for years on a losing team in California. If there is a player who matches up in terms of star quality, not as good, but matches up in terms of contract and star quality, it's Harper. Harper, I don't think he'd be upset going to the Angels at some point. Does he have a no trade? Is he going to hold anybody up? Because I just think of that. That's the first thing I thought of. Hey, this is a guy that you could actually line up and trade for Trout. Because Trout has always hinted about finishing in Philadelphia. We all know what he feels about Philadelphia. We all know he loves it. He doesn't want to play anywhere else. That's where he wants to play. And eventually, now he said never said he wanted to leave his team, but he said if he ever did, he wants to go to Philadelphia. Now, I just thought of that down the road. Not for today, obviously, but I'd just like to know if he has a no trade. 13 years, the question is, how much is in the first 8 years? And how much money do they have to have where they hang on or they want to get rid of him? How much money's on the back end? That's really the question. Because, and it's 13 years, that means no opt-out, that means it's all guaranteed. $330 million, if you break it out at a year-by-year situation, it's $25 for a year. That's if it's done straight with no backloading or any, you know, decrease of pay or anything else or any front-loading or any bonuses or anything else. If you just break it up by year, that comes out to $25 million a year. 330, but for 13 seasons. I understand he's a young man, but 13 seasons is a very, very long time. But he might have no motivation to leave the team as an old man if he's making $25 million a year, which at that point, 13 years from now, will not be a lot of money. Why? Because the money always goes up. You think it won't, but it does. It always does. It has. If you look at any contract over any 10-year period in sports, the player money has gone up every single time because the revenues go up. The revenues have gone up appreciably, so the contracts are going to go up. So a $25 million contract 13 years from now will not be that expensive. But, again, I got to see how they knock the years There have been conflicting reports. We have four reports. Three of them say that it's no opt-out. Three of them say he has no opt-out. One says he does have an opt-out after 10 years. We're going with no opt-out right now, and we don't know about a no trade. So Harper to the Phillies, what does that mean for the division? I got to be honest with you. I'd be more concerned if the Phillies bettered their pitching than if they bettered their lineup. I really would. Is he going to hit home runs in that park? Heck yeah. Absolutely. He's going to hit home runs anywhere. But is he going to hit home runs there? Yeah, he really is. He's going to hit a lot of home runs there. That goes without saying. So we know that. I mean, that goes really without any saying that he's going to hit a bunch of home runs there. And that's basically it. So Harper to the Phillies. What else could there have been? I don't think he wanted any part of the White Sox. I don't think he wanted any part of the Padres, although I don't think the Padres really were serious about anything up. But the first day there was talk of him going there with Machado. And then came the Giants, and the Giants obviously didn't pony up anything close to what the Phillies did. And now you have Harper with the Phillies. 13 years, $330 million, no opt-out according to the multiple reports. And I don't know yet about a no trade. So that's where we are right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.